Hello and welcome to Sewers and Shurikens. I'm your host and divine one slash DM, Wyatt Norman. And here at SNS, we have another episode, episode 3 of Mice and Murder, our zany, cheesy one-shot. We have a pretty shrinking cast of rodents, and that's going to include Cole, who plays Peter Pitter-Patter. Some might know him as Lickety Split. He is a sketchy, shifty, potentially up to no good pack rat. We have friend of the pod, guest Alex, and he plays as Louie, a little flea boy who's constantly itching to get up to some investigating. And we have our editor and player, Sean, and he plays as Seed, a pretty jumpy fella. And unfortunately, we are going to have to pour one out. I don't know, cut a piece of cheese, put it on a biscuit, whatever mice do to put to rest their friends for Butler Henchrat. He probably wasn't innocent in any sort of crimes, but probably didn't do this one, probably. So we left off last session with you guys sneaking and hopping through the Divine One's house and coming to a halt as you decided what to do with the, well, large beast that the Divine One seems to have in his home. So we will pick it up from there. So take it away past me and other fellows.
Okay. Obviously, I can't carry the potion.
No, it is quite a large potion. So you'd have to devise some sort of idea to carry it if you could come up with anything, but that would be difficult.
Now, Louie, but do we want to take the cat in for questioning?
Can cats... Do you think the cat can speak?
Oh, most certainly not. He would probably kill us both, but, you know, he could have... I'm just saying he could have killed the Divine One. That's possible.
Maybe.
I have been rolling to see what the cat does currently.
Oh, shit, let's hurry up.
I've been keeping up with rolls to see if anything different happens.
Okay.
It is still sleeping.
I'll scamper back up.
Okay. Yeah, you get back up.
Okay.
And now you've kind of got a good idea of how to climb up and down this bookshelf. You know, little nooks you can stick your ratty toes in. So if you want to get to the top, you can, or you can do something from the current spot you're at.
I think I'm going to go back up and we'll try and jump on the painting.
Sure. Does Lickety want to make an acrobatics? Try to get up behind you.
I was going to say, before I do that, can I do like an investigation of where we are to see if there's any like, we're high up. I feel like it might be dusty unless this wizard is like some clean freak. So I'm thinking like, can I look for like footprints or anything like that? If people have maybe had like made their way through here.
Yeah, that's actually a great point. Why don't you roll survival?
Okay, that's not awful. I have proficiency in survival, weirdly enough. So that's going to be 14 plus 4 is 18.
Yeah. You can see there are footmarks here that seem to be... You had 14, you said?
18.
Okay, 18. Yeah, it seems to be probably a rat size print.
Rat size.
Hard to say for certain, but there's definitely one or more prints here. So either this is a constant kind of area people go through, or something or someone was coming through here either frequently or with several people.
Can I distinguish between a mouse and a rat print? Like is it mainly rats, or are you just saying it's like generally mice and rats?
I'm saying more that it's likely it's a rat with your roll.
Okay.
But you're not like dead certain, especially with the amount of traffic that seems to have come through here, either by one or more rodent. And then you can also see, now that you're looking at this, there has been some sort of like markings, prints of dust going down the side of the shelf here.
Big L.
So something very possibly could have went through this dust and then went down the side of it.
Interesting.
There's also a cute dust bunny that winks at you.
Oh, that's it. Hey, look at his split legs.
He likes his little bunnies.
Okay, I'll stick that in the old noggin and then I'll try and climb up.
Okay, sure.
Okay, that's going to be athletics, you said, or acrobatics?
Be acrobatics.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of having to hang yourself out while also climbing.
13 plus 3. 16.
Okay. Yeah, you're up there with little Louie.
Hey, Louie, I missed you, buddy. You made it. Sorry for mentioning that father-son thing back there. I made it weird. I mean... But hey, I found a bunch of rat prints down there. So I'm thinking maybe that, you know, it's not conclusive, but if so facto, maybe that was Big L and the boys, because they're mainly brown rats. Didn't see any lizard prints.
But that's some useful information.
Yeah, well, Lickety Split used to be an investigator, you see.
Yeah, you couldn't see if the prints went all the way down to the ground or not, but you definitely saw prints going down the side of it.
Yeah, they would scale, you know, up and down and all the way around. Yeah.
Bro used to be in there guessing.
Well, that was a previous life. Anyway.
Can I insight check the private investigator or the detective?
You sure can.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
And that one...
Well, that's convenient because I got a 2, so I still win. Yeah.
You can't place your finger on why you feel like what he's saying seems off, but you're like, oh, it must be the dust getting into my sinuses here, because he hasn't lied to me before. Even though he's like stumbling over his words.
Not a single time.
I would never lie to my son.
You're like a son to me.
Yeah.
You're one of the good old boys.
Yeah. How's Seed doing? Is he still looking vigilant?
Yeah. Seed's still keeping an eye on the cat.
Have you climbed up fully onto the armchair, or are you just kind of like peeking your head out around it to see the cat?
I think I'm climbing up the armchair.
Okay, yeah. Why don't you roll a acrobatics as you dig your little rat paws and claws into the fabric of the armchair? Or you could just jump up. There's that as well.
I think I want to jump up.
What'd you get?
If I jumped, do I get an advantage like last time, or is it?
You can get an advantage, yeah. It's not a hard jump to make.
Okay, because first roll was like 8. Oh, yeah, that's much better. That's a 22.
22? Yeah, you spring right up onto the cushiony fabric that's on this armchair, and you're looking down at this, like, stirring cat. Not necessarily wakening, but its eyes are kind of flickering and it's kind of patting the ground in front of it where it lays on the rug.
Okay. Actually, while I'm up there too, can I look down at the potion to see if I can read if there's any labels on it from here, from this vantage point?
Yeah, you can attempt to. Why don't you roll perception?
Okay, that is... Oh, this is gonna be funny. So, I didn't roll a nat 1, but it is a 1 because I have a negative 1 to wisdom, and I got a 2.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, you can definitely not see from here, partly because of the dust that was stirred up, partly because of the fumes coming off of the floorboards that it's hitting with this concoction.
Yeah.
But you do not see. It's also, like, a decent ways away for a little rat to see with his beady rat eyes. Are you just going to kind of continue to make sure the cat's not going to be any trouble for now?
I think for now, yeah, because I think the other two are ahead enough that it's hard for me to catch up. So I'm going to keep an eye in case the cat gets all curious like the cat.
Sure.
Hey, Louie, I'm worried we sent Seed on a suicide mission.
You just see him, like, atop this armchair above this giant cat, staring
in a cloud of just smoke.
Yeah.
Is there any way we could help him out, do you think? From up here?
Well, unless you want to, like, wake the cat up and be like, hey, we're over here, and then he can scurry away. But I think he'd want to die for us, you know?
I don't know if I want him to die for us, though.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can...
He is a good old boy.
How long is your rope? Maybe, like, I'm assuming that's pretty far away to make another one of your fancy little zip lines.
I don't think I could do that. We could try and wake the cat and drop some acid on it, but
you really want to kill this cat, don't you, boy?
It's just an option. The option is there.
It would solve a lot of problems.
And it is stirring, so I'm gonna roll to see where it goes.
I'm just picturing in my head now, Seed hopping off of the chair and landing God of War style on its back with one of the toothpicks.
Do you want to do that?
Oh.
Or are you joking? It's definitely waking up.
Do I tempt fate with that? That's the question.
That is the question, isn't it?
You might kill it. It might kill you.
I think it's more likely it'll kill you, but...
I'm not going to jump that yet. I'll wait till I have a dramatic hero moment. They're not going to waste the drama power.
Okay, so you can see it's like opening its eyes. Are you trying to hide within the cushion here, like lay down? Or are you trying to just see where it goes? What are you thinking?
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the kibble I have and toss it on the opposite side of the room.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you roll athletics to see if you can toss it kind of under the desk chair that's on the other side of the room.
All right, that is...
Please roll a nat 1.
That's a 13.
A 13?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an okay throw. It's not a super far distance. And yeah, the cat, it does get the cat's attention, so it looks like it was starting to kind of blink awake and decide where it was going next to wander. But it hears the kind of the plick noise of the kibble hitting the floor, looks over at it. It starts kind of sauntering over there, head cocked, confused.
I'm going to hop off the chair and run for the stairs.
Run for the door?
Or the door. Yeah, the door. My bad.
Sure. Yeah, you can run for the door. Yeah, why don't you roll athletics to see how quick you can get there?
I don't even know how I could assist.
I rolled another 13, exact same number too, 9 plus okay. 4.
I'm going to roll for the cat. Okay. Yeah, the cat seems to be eating the kibble. You are able to run to the door. It is open a crack, so you can get through it.
All right.
Okay. So you're on the other side of the door. Let's see what the others do.
Should have poisoned the kibble.
Damn.
Okay. I guess, should we just continue scampering?
Well, we're really close to the body. It'd be a shame if we didn't make it now, you know. So we,
the cat got out of the bag.
If the cat got out of the bag.
So you have a painting to jump to, and then you have, like, the tentacle cat creature mount to jump to, and then you can either somehow get to the sconce beside the door and then come down, or you can just come down from there somehow.
When you say tentacle cat creature mount, what does that mean?
I think
I'm talking about a displacer beast.
Yeah.
Oh.
So a black panther head with tentacles kind of coming off of it, mounted to the wall.
Oh, okay. It's mounted to the wall. Okay.
You guys just wouldn't know of a displacer beast, so.
Well, okay. Hey, Louis, you've been doing good for us so far, so maybe you take that leap of faith and maybe lickety-split come behind you, huh?
Will you catch me if I fall?
Romantic.
Yeah, lickety-split will catch you. I used to be in the circus. I used to catch people all the time.
That's the one thing that lickety-split said that's actually believable.
That's funny.
All right, I'll try and jump.
Okay. Yeah, just athletics for this one.
Athletics?
Yeah, because you're trying to get a bit of a running leap towards it. You're not trying to do any tricks or anything, just grab it.
I got a 4.
Oh.
Ooh.
Can I try and grab him?
Yeah, you can make a dexterity save to see if you can grab him in time.
My little tail.
My widow tail.
Okay.
Fleas are like also grabbing your tail and trying to keep you back.
This is really good. It's gonna be an 18. Hopefully that's good enough.
Okay, yeah, you do grab his tail.
Oof.
He does that thing where he's leaning forward like all wobbly, and you pull him back onto the bookshelf.
See? It's a circus.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Oh God.
Hey, there we go. Thank you. Hey, maybe let Dad take this first jump.
You're hot.
But only if you catch me. I just die.
I'll catch you.
Okay, I'm gonna do the same jump. Is it acrobatics or athletics?
It's athletics. The cat is currently in the armchair again.
Holy shit. Lickety splits, he's balling right now. He's at 19 plus 2.
Okay, yeah, you totally jump across and you grab like the jutting metal ornate frame of this painting. You grab onto it, you're able to kind of scamper up to the top of it. It seems to be well mounted, so it doesn't really shift or anything with your weight.
Okay, Louis, now, I know Lickety Split made that look easy, but it's a bit of a tough jump. So, you know, maybe just watch yourself.
All right.
I have rope. I can just toss you the rope and maybe me do that again. The good old rope trick.
The rope trick?
Yeah.
All right.
Just gets hung.
Okay, so another athletics or?
Yeah.
Okay, this is 13.
Okay. Yeah, I would say you jump and you're kind of, you got one paw on one of the jutting kind of bubbly pieces of this metal frame.
Oh, okay.
So with Lickety there, he's able to kind of grab your hand and pull you up.
Thanks.
Like father, like son.
We make a hell of a team, Louie.
We sure do. Okay.
Is he dead? Is the cat eating him?
Not behind the door.
Yeah, you could see, you would have seen Seed kind of tamper across the floor. You probably had your paw to your mouth in anticipation.
Biting your little rat nails.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow. Wow, look at him. Wow.
And you can see the cat has now noticed you guys. So he's...
Oh, no.
He's got, like, the ears slicked back, and he's jumped down from the armchair, and he's kind of blinking towards you guys, hunter mode.
We gotta hurry.
See, throw the cat kibble.
He did already.
I didn't see. Oh, I didn't see that. Okay, let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay, so I guess we try to jump to the sconce. Is that
the?
Oh no, that's just the tentacle cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not a hard one to get. You can kind of jump onto one of the tentacles fairly easily.
I got a dirty 20.
Okay. Yeah, you jump across. What does Lickety get?
Lickety doesn't want to say.
Oh, God.
Well, that depends. Is it athletics or acrobatics? Either way, it's bad.
I mean, it's up to you. It's up to how you jump. If you wanted to jump for the head of the cat, athletics. If you want to jump for the tentacles, acrobatics.
Do the tentacles, and it's going to be a 5.
Okay. You jump for the tentacles, and you're like kind of grabbing onto it, but they have like a glossy finish on them to make them look still wet like they originally were. You start to kind of start slipping off.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
And the cat's just licking his little kitty lips.
Oh, please!
Below you.
Can I help? Can I grab him?
Yeah, you can make a dex save. But if this fails, it's likely he's falling into the cat.
It's an 11.
Okay. You go to grab the tail, and the cat leaps up. So he do grab the tail, and it stops him like, you're barely hanging onto the tentacle while holding him, who's, you know, you've got a barrel of monkeys ladder going down this thing.
Yeah.
And the cat jumps up and takes a swipe. So does a 17 hit you?
It does.
Okay. You take 5 damage.
Okay, that, look, I was going to say it's not going to take much, but that didn't kill me, so we're good for now.
It barely kind of swipes into you, and then if Louis wants to make a strength save to pull you both up, you can do that.
Don't let me die, Louis, please.
Can I try to help out by throwing one of my toothpick spears at the cat?
Yeah, so you want to kind of crack the door back open and throw a spear?
Yeah.
Sure. You guys can roll at the same time, so one roll to hit and then your save.
Well, I've rolled my save already and it's not good, so.
Okay, sure.
Am I rolling or is it just him?
It's just him.
So do I get advantage if he's helping, or I don't know how that would work.
No, because he's going to be affecting the cat, not you guys.
Okay, well, I got a 5.
I'm looking in my items right now. That's a Wyatt. I know you're waiting to kill me, but let me let me think of something here. Okay.
I got a 21 to hit.
Okay. So before I describe what the hit does, you guys can tell me what you're going to do because you don't see the hit because you're kind of back turned. So you don't know this is happening. So basically the option that you're going to have, Louie, with a 5, is you can probably stay on if you drop him, or you can just continue to try to pull him, which will make you fall with a 5.
I wouldn't let go. Louie wouldn't let go of his dad.
Okay.
I still have a chestnut spike. Is it wood?
No, it's like fur.
Well, that sucks.
And the tentacle itself is like, has like a glaze on it. Okay.
I guess, yeah.
You're falling into the cat. So then you can roll your damage for your spear.
Right. D8. That's a 4 damage.
Nice. Okay, so it hits into it. You're shooting at it from behind, but I will let you choose kind of general area where you hit because you rolled pretty high.
Butthole.
Okay, I kind of figured you were going to say that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The cat yelps.
The weak spot.
The cat immediately yelps, and it's not really sure what's going on. It just got a painful prick in its asshole.
Yeah.
So it is running away kind of in confusion right now. I'm not saying it's running away permanently, but it does allow the two of you to not be eaten this instant. But you are going to take damage from falling.
Okay.
So you take 6 damage each from falling.
Are you,
I'm dead.
You okay? Oh, no. I'm not in a good way.
To be clear, not all of you have to make it to the end. I'm not saying to leave anyone, but I'm just saying, like,
Louis won't leave Lickety behind.
You gotta leave the boy.
Fair enough.
Can I try and drag him?
Yeah, you can. Why don't you just make a strength save to see if you're able to drag him towards the door where I would assume it is kind of beckoning you guys. Hurry.
Okay, I got a 17.
Okay, you're dragging him, and the cat is turned around, now coming back this way. So you do make it to the door as the cat's like bounding towards you.
Okay. Hey, Wyatt.
Yep.
Comedically, can we say, because I had blueberries in my backpack that they like splattered and like resembling like a pool of blood. Now he's just
like blood. Yeah.
Dragging me, but it's like blueberry juice.
I love that. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, it's just a blueberry trail. So you pull him through the doorway as the cat's like swiping at it. So the other thing is you guys are all through the doorway, but the door is open. Like it has not fully closed because that's how you guys got through.
Can we try to close it?
Yeah, why don't you guys one of you can make a strength roll and then everyone else can add a D4 to it to try to close it. And I'm just going to, it's basically going to be a time thing. Unless you guys roll really poorly and you can't close it quick enough.
So it's just Louis and Seed right now, right?
Yes.
How strong does Seed look?
Not very. I got 13. Like,
okay. So you did roll?
I rolled a D4.
Okay.
I figured.
Okay.
Yeah, he wants you to make the roll, it sounds like.
Okay.
And I got a 1 for the D4.
I got so it's a strength roll or
yeah.
I got another 17.
Nice. Okay, you do slam it closed.
Okay.
As the cat hits against the door and you can hear the scratching noise of it pawing against the door.
Okay.
Hey, you guys made it through that living room.
We have to administer first aid to Lickety.
Yeah, he's definitely struggling.
Oh.
Bing. Does anyone have any seed? Do you got any, I don't know, anything that could help him?
You need that healing potion.
That's what I was thinking. The healing potion, there's a giant healing potion on the bookshelf, but...
Am I conscious or no?
No, you're semi-conscious. If you want to say some funny things, you're allowed to speak. Otherwise, you're unconscious.
Oh, shit. My shit.
Is he... So are you, like, bleeding out or...
Just blueberry.
That's just... Oh, yes, just blueberry. Okay.
Yeah, he mostly, like, just hit his head from the fall.
Okay.
And then also has, like, a scratch across his back from the cat jumping up.
Okay.
Search through my bag. Oh, shit.
I guess Louis will attempt CPR again. Like,
no, the bag. Oh,
it goes through the bag
while I'm attempting CPR.
Okay.
CPR can be a medicine, and then the bag. I won't have you roll for that. You can find whatever pulse hoping you find.
Okay, I get a health potion and bring it over.
Is there a health potion in the bag?
If you're searching my bag, I have a pain relief salve, spider traps, rat poison, and some nuts. So you can decide what to feed me right now.
I rolled a nat 20 for my medicine check.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
I don't know if that'll help.
Okay, I'll tell you once he decides what he's doing, unless you're waiting to see.
I'm giving like the pain relieving salve, I think.
Okay, you're rubbing it on his little rat back.
Yeah.
Okay. And then with the CPR, he is conscious now. So you have, I'm going to roll for it. You have 4 health. I rolled a D4 and you're like conscious. The pain has kind of went away, but you definitely feel like you have a bit of a sprain on your leg from falling.
But I'm conscious. I'm alive.
Yeah, you're conscious at 4 health.
Oh, wow. Thanks, guys. Hey, it's a good thing I robbed that family of 4 at Mouse Mart and got that healing salve from them. You never know when you're going to find something good from robbing people.
And then we just cut back to the family of 4 trying to save their old grandmother who's in a lot of pain.
Oh, no.
And they're all crying. We used all our last coin to buy some salve for Granny. Where is it?
And then I'm just smirking. Anyway, that was, you know, Louis, you could be a doctor. That was really good.
Maybe we should have just let him die.
Well, hey.
Maybe you'll need him. You need a scummy alliance.
Hey, when it's you and me on the inside of a jail cell, you're gonna want my tricks of the trade.
Well, I'm not going to jail. I'm a good boy.
Well, not yet.
Bro's framing you.
Steve's got like, you really think that just bad people go to jail? Really, really?
Not always, but anyway, let's, you know, we can talk about that later.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys can see now that there is 2 ways you can go. Yes, there's 2 ways. There's a door that seems to be on this floor, and then there is a set of stairs going upwards.
Would it be greedy to suggest that we rest, or should I just carry on?
Totally up to you guys.
I think resting right in front of the cat door is probably unwise. Is it like reaching its little paws underneath the door? Like,
yeah, you have to like adjust yourself away from it so it doesn't swipe.
Maybe if we're gonna rest, I think we're so close. I think we should go see the body.
Yeah,
and then maybe we can sleep there.
But my little bruise hurt.
It feels numb because you have your cell.
You got the pain cell.
Oh yeah. Okay,
I'll help you. Like, I'll send some fleas over, and they'll like massage your leg.
Oh God. Okay.
Okay, guys, you head up the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After your flea massage, this is what you see. You see as you go up the stairs, you can both see and then smell a dead body, and then you see laying down. This is the first any of you have ever seen the Divine One. Well, maybe Lickety. He's lived a long life. The Divine One is laying down on the ground in a pool of blood. So this is in like kind of like the top of the stairwell. So there's other doors and stuff going into what you would assume is the rest of the rooms of the house. But here is the body. And it is a very old wizard with an old white beard. And it's clear right off the get-go that this wizard is dead. So there's blood all around him, and he has his hands kind of clutched to the side of him, and a long wizard hat poking off of his head. He's adorned in robes.
Wow. We made it. Now what, Mr. Detective?
Well, when I was a PI in Philadelphia, we used to, well, we had a procedure where, you know, each person took a different corner of the room and they investigated and they brought back what they found. It was called the good old search and search.
Good old search and search?
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a reasonable method.
Yeah, it worked.
But, so what are we trying to figure out, though? Like, the cause of death, or...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it could have... You know, fell and, you know, bumped his big old wizard head, or...
There's nothing noticeably hostile in the room. It's just the corpse.
No.
Okay.
This is like the stairway landing, basically, at the top of the stairs.
Okay.
The rest would be doors into different rooms, and there's... So the body's, like, kind of in the center of this landing, and then there's the 2 walls.
Okay.
But no, there's nothing that you see at the moment that's hostile.
Okay.
Lit.
I guess. Well, someone should inspect the body, and then, yeah, the rest of us can just look around the room.
Yeah, you know, one of us can search the body. One of us can search for little, you know, clues, and maybe one
good old clues.
search for, you know, a way in, something. I don't know. How about you, Seed?
Yeah, I'll take whatever spot you guys think I should take. It's my first time seeing a dead body that's this big, like a.
Yeah, this is also, like, to some of you, it might be a bit of a holy...
He's our god.
I was going to say, holy moment, but it's a holy smokes moment.
I want to very well look away and look back. One of you guys is gone, and I see your tail sticking out of the mouth, like that one fable.
Yeah.
Yes, that one fable.
When Lickety Split was a preacher, yeah, that was favorite fable now. I used to read that to the mice, the good mice, men and women. Anyway... Guys, I've been lying about some of my life.
Lickety for fucking president.
Okay, so you see, you get the body. Sounds like you weirdly wanted. You sounds like you really want to do that, actually, which is okay with me. And then Louis, you are you more of a clue man or a breaking and entering kind of man?
I would say we leave the breaking and entering to you.
Oh.
Well, you did pick a lock, you know. It just makes sense.
Lickety knows lots of things about being a lickety, though.
Hey, when there's a problem, I lick it up and then I split. That's all I say about that.
I love that.
Exactly. So you'd be the perfect person to be able to pick that up.
Yeah.
You've got experience. We're not being prejudiced. We're just leaning into your expertise. You're just like that guy who always goes one more thing and then he points out how the person fucked up. That rat detective, Rotumbo.
Oh, yeah, me and him used to be peers. Hey, I'll go search for a entry point, but I'll maybe like, I don't know, who maybe the body takes priority.
Let's do the body first. I'll look for clues like around the area.
Sure. Yeah, you can see. Why don't you roll an investigation? So like around the area, are you looking around the body or more like kind of around the walls, around the stairs?
I think I'd be looking for, like, around the bot.
Yeah, roll investigation.
8.
Okay. Sure. You can see not a whole lot with your 8. You see, like, the blood that's around him. It's kind of, like, sticky, semi-solid. Doesn't seem like it's fresh. This death did not just happen. And that's about all that you can see around the body.
Seed wanna check the body?
Yeah, I think Seed's gonna check the body.
Okay. Is there anything in particular you're checking? Or are you just gonna give it a cursory glance over?
I wanna look for anything that looks suspicious. Like, I'm looking for anything that doesn't make sense.
Sure. Why don't you roll an investigation? Things may not make sense.
Oh, that's a 2.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they really are. I think the whole divine one being dead kind of doesn't make sense even, and it's making you second guess your own mortality, and suddenly you're asking questions that a small mouse out of wherever the place you started is shouldn't really be asking. Start questioning yourself and why you exist. What's going to happen to everyone if the divine one is dead? And you get kind of in your own head and you don't see a whole lot.
Well, at the end of the day, we are mice. We're not Sherlock Holmes.
Can we tell where the blood is coming from?
Yeah, you can tell where the blood is coming from. So the blood seems to be coming from the mouth.
Mm.
It's caked in his beard and it all. So it's not like a huge pool. It's more like it must have ran down his face, out of his mouth, and around kind of his head.
Okay. Can I do my search for maybe the... So I'm thinking, right, that if somebody... I'm assuming, you know, Big L is probably the primary suspect, but whoever's behind this, I'm assuming if they ventured through where I was seeing all those mouse marks all the way into this space... And they obviously saw the cat. They wouldn't want to go out the same way because I feel like that would be suicide. Because the cat would probably have seen them and be waiting at the door. So I have to assume that there's probably another entry point or escape point. So that's what I'm going to be looking for.
Okay. Why don't you make an investigation?
It's going to be a 12.
Okay. Yeah, you look around like the walls and whatnot, and you lose hope because it doesn't really feel like there's anything. And then you come across what seems to be like a brown piece of cloth covering a hole in the wall.
This isn't wallpaper.
Yeah.
I'm going to look in there.
Okay. You look in there and you see what seems like a little nest. Doesn't have babies, but it's clearly like somebody's bed. They've bedded down here before. And then it does continue through like divots kind of in the wall, dug into the wooden wall to go upwards.
Hey, good old boys. I think I found something over here.
Yeah, what is the leakiest bit that comes on over?
Well, now I don't think a wizard like the Divine One can fit in this little nest, you know. So I'm thinking, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. Who maybe whoever came in here knew that this access point was here, and you know, maybe they go in and out. Maybe this is even its nest, a villain nest. You guys see what I'm saying?
I think I get what you're like. They hit out here.
Yeah.
You're saying this is a planned hit.
Yeah. Well. Did you guys find like anything on the body or anything?
Flashback to the horrible rolls.
He's bleeding.
Yeah. That's blood. All right. Good work, Louis. Okay. See. How about you?
I just found myself with more questions.
Oh, philosopher, I see. Well, that doesn't. Yeah, I mean, good work, boys. You know, we tried our best, but hey, you guys never been in a drop.
It did bleed from the mouth. There was blood. The blood was from the mouth.
Well, could have been poison or something. I don't know. I don't know what would cause that. You know, our suspects are little lizards and mice, and maybe a mayor mouse. So I don't think they could really do much other than poison him. Wait a minute. I think it's the Mouse Mart vendor. He has all the rat poison from here to Rat River.
Oh my god.
He could probably give that son of a bitch 10 doses.
I mean,
The mayor would actually have, well, the mayor could actually own enough to have enough money to pay for.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he could, you know.
We don't even know that we're the first people got sent out to do this. This could just be like, could be telling just every riffraff you think doing a purge. Send them out here. They either get killed by a Big Louie who's got to deal with, or either they end up getting, you know, a cat. Like everything on the way here was like a death trap. That's all I'm saying, man. This seems like, I think you're right. I think it's the mayor.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what? I'm proud. I thank you for coming to that conclusion, because I hate Mayor McSwisley. I don't know why I added Mick in front of that. I'm just changing his name now.
Mayor McSwisley. The lore continues to change.
Mayor McSwisley. Anyway, I think, you know, because we didn't really find anything here, maybe we should go down this little nest and see if we find any other clues.
I think that's a good idea.
Plus, if we go the way the cat is, we're definitely just going to get eaten.
Okay. You guys are going to kind of go past this bedding of sorts that's here, and you're going to try to go upwards.
Or before we do that, do I see like any sort of like glass or like anything that like he might have that ingested poison out of or something?
Glass? Where are you looking for a glass?
Like, do I maybe like kind of near him? Is there any like a mug or like a shattered glass or any is like anywhere within sight like in this room?
Yeah. So you can see that one of his hands is definitely clutching something. But you can't see what it is or any glass from here.
Well, he's holding something, boy. Should we go down there and see what it is?
Yeah, let's check that out.
Okay. So you go over and you find a pipe, a smoking pipe in his hand.
Oh, he was smoking on a pipe. Yeah.
This was the pipe poisoned? Whatever he was smoking?
Well, lickety split knows his way around rat poison, but you know, I don't know. I guess I don't know. Does it look? We do a roll to see if it looks poisoned or smells off or something.
Yeah, why don't you roll a medicine to kind of investigate what's within this pipe?
12 + 1 is going to be a 13.
Okay, It does smell kind of odd. You probably have smoked or been around some herbal smokers of this. As you are a riffraff, you've probably been around some people smoking some weird shit. It doesn't smell like anything like that, but it does smell weirder than like a common pipe. So there's definitely something.
Well, Louis, unless you want to eat some of this these herbs, I think we can just assume that it's poison now. Hell, if I wanted to kill him, that's how I'd do it. But
And now that you are looking closer, you also see a small knife that's kind of embedded in the side of his mouth.
Oh, shit.
Like exterior, not interior.
How do we miss that? Come on, boys. You know, I really put a lot of faith in you two. There's a knife in the side of his mouth. There's no poison at all.
So it's a small, like, mouse or rat sized knife. It's not like a big knife.
Okay.
That's probably why you didn't see it initially with your rolls or your particular investigations. But yeah, it's like an ornate small dagger type knife for a mouse or rat or lizard.
Like,
though typically a lizard's one is bigger.
Ornate, like a ritual, like.
Not like
religious?
No, not really. It's more like it has like a nice handle on it that seems to be carved, and it has like some carving going on at the hilt of it.
Okay. Maybe let's grab that as evidence.
Sure. And you remove it from the mouth. And there's not even a speck of blood on it. It doesn't seem like it was very deep in the mouth.
Almost like they wanted us to know. I mean.
And when you remove it, you also see there is a V on the hilt of it.
A V?
Carved into it is a V. It's like a rough carving into it. It's a lot rougher than the rest of the carving. Possibly done after the fact, and the original carving was like the design that someone may have purchased for it.
Well, hey. Well, hey, so now you guys know it's not me, because my name is not Vita Vitavata, okay? There's no V in Peter Pitapata. That's what I'm trying to say. You feel me?
Yeah.
Am I the only one here anymore?
They're both, like, looking in the hole.
Yeah, I... Do we know anybody whose name starts with a V?
You do know a Vita Vitavata.
No.
Oh, please!
What's Mayor Swissley's first name?
Maybe we could find that out when we go for our reward that we're probably not getting.
Well, we'll see. So we have the knife. There's a little alcove over there where somebody camped out.
Yeah.
And then, is it a V or is it an A? Like, with no... Maybe, I don't know, I'm reaching.
I mean, directionally, if you were to hold the blade upwards, the V... If you were to hold it downwards, it's an A.
Holy shit, you cracked this case wide open, Louis.
All right. I'm just going to take a sit down here. Give me a sec, Pickle. Let me reach for my pipe. So this might have been sitting too long. Oh, dear. What is in this? Let's see what's on the old scrying pool. No, boring. I've already seen this one. What's this?
Breaking news, New York City in chaos as... what am I supposed to call this? It's aliens! It's aliens! Oh no, let's cut to you, Jeff.
Hey, sewer rats. Sewer Sensei Wyatt here. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Sewers and Shurikens. Thanks to everyone helping to edit our episodes, including our own member Sean and his Dungeon of the Pop pals, Lord Nerdy Cephalopod, Crest, and Nick. Thanks for listening.